Okay, I'm gonna see if I can record this. Switch to the radio. It's either gonna let me or it's not gonna let me. Nope. I guess it's because it's on Bluetooth. Okay, just killed my workout. Fucking best workout I've had in months. Okay, best I've felt in months. Where is this feeling coming from? I'm summoning it. Okay, you are summoning your current situation. You are coming. You are summoning your current everything, feeling, energy, situation, environment, life. You are summoning right now. You're either doing this actively or passively. Here's how I'm going to do this episode, and this is probably how I'm going to set up my motivational seminars. In my fantasy world, I am the instructor of the class. I had a dream that my mom told me I should be a spiritual teacher. Isn't that fucking weird? I've been having some really crazy dreams lately. A lot of sex in my dreams. Really good sex, too. They say that's your subconscious mind creating your future. I don't know. Well, if that's the case, then a fucking hallelujah. We all need some good sex. Okay. Now, I had two huge epiphanies. I was doing sprints on the treadmill. Every day I have to do 3 miles on the treadmill. I don't care, less than an hour. I don't care if that's walking or running or a combination of the all of the above, but the best thing to do is high-intensity interval training. What you do is you sprint as hard as you can, as fast as you can, as long as you can, until you are exhausted. When your brain is already wanting to quit and your body is screaming stop, you know that every second that you push forward, what are you doing? You're building energy. That is energy coming into your body. If you're tired all the time and you have the fucking summon enough energy to do exactly what I said, do the sprints, not for me, for you. Do the sprints. You see how much energy I have right now? I'm fucking geeking. And then that's going to... I'm turning on the highway right now, so hold on a second. That's going to give you fucking tremendous amounts of energy. Now, I had a major epiphany. I was sprinting at 8 on the treadmill. Killed it. 300 calories. I did it in about 50 minutes. 3 miles, I mean. It's roughly about the same, 3 miles, 300 calories, but whatever. I think it's more when you're sprinting. I want to sweat, okay? If you want to get in better shape, what percentage of the world or Americans do you think actually break a sweat at the gym? Like, literally, breaking a hard sweat or even a decent perspiring. You want to feel it on your arms. That's when you know you're sweating correctly. What percentage of people, okay, what percentage of Americans actually go into the gym or putting on their fucking shoes and going for a run? And then what percentage of people who actually are at the gym are actually breaking a sweat? And then all the people that are sweating, who's actually fucking hardcore sweating? You know, that's how you fucking get into good shape. That's how you create energy. You fucking run, okay? My body is in such a fast frequency because I was running fast. My body wants to keep that frequency going, right? You set the pace, fucking move your fucking legs, and quickly. Now, I had a lot of ideas for a good podcast. This is how I'm going to structure the podcast. I'm going to start with energy, which is right now. I'm going to walk you through the creative process of how you write a song or how you write a poem. I'm going to do a little rap for you. Now, I've never actually rapped off of lyrics that I've pre-written. I've always just kind of rambled in freestyle because I wasn't really taking it seriously. But this time, why don't I show you guys the creative process that goes in my head? You know, you might think I suck at freestyling, and that's okay, because even when you're really good, if you're a really good pianist and then you've got a recital or a presentation, sometimes you just get fucking nervous and weird, and then people think that you suck, and actually you're really good. You might be a really good singer, but anytime you sing in front of your friends, it sounds terrible, you know what I mean? It's because you haven't built the confidence, because you haven't done enough exposures. The more exposures you do, the higher the affinity, the higher the confidence, and then you'll just kill it, right? So that's what I'm doing, okay? I've never fucking recorded in a recording studio, okay? Freestyling has just been like when I was in college getting high with my friends and we all take turns freestyling and everybody's got social phobia. Right, you break through the phobia, okay? So whether or not you think I'm good or I'm terrible, like bottom line is I'm fucking doing it and what are you doing, okay? Now, and start with energy. Okay, I just did high intensity interval training. This is what I would call, like, my book or fucking keynote or whatever on the fucking, what do you call it, TED Talks. I would call this start your day, wake up with an explosion. Wake up with a nuclear fucking bomb, okay? Because that's what I want. I want to wake up at 4 a.m. because that's when trillionaires wake up, okay? Billionaires might wake up at 5. Trillionaires wake up at 4 a.m., okay? I want to wake up with a fucking bomb blowing off. I want to wake up with an explosion of energy. Like, literally, like, I'm about to go fucking crazy. Like, that's the kind of energy I want. I'm summoning it. Here's epiphany number one. I've been looking at energy the wrong way, guys. I admit it. I was wrong. This epiphany completely changes my belief structure, okay? This is, like, life-changing shit. I thought that energy is, like, you're exchanging it with people. Okay, obviously, like, here is what happens, okay? You go into a room full of people. Everyone is excited and hyped up. What naturally starts happening to you? Your mirror neurons start picking up on their gestures, their expression, their vibration, their tone, whatever you want to call it, their energy, and you start becoming really happy. What happens when you go to a stand-up comedy show? Everybody's laughing. You're in a great mood. You know, what happens when you go to a concert? You know, everybody's going fucking ape shit. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's getting lit. Niggas wilding. Okay? What happens when you go into a room and nobody's smiling? You know, I look around in rooms and I imagine I was like an alien of like a higher consciousness planet. And I look around and I think like how sad Earth is. You look around and everybody's facial expression is blank. And that to me is kind of sad. Like, I would be like, imagine a race, a super sentient species, and everybody is happy all the time. Everybody's smiling, right? Like, everybody is abundant. Everybody is successful. Like, and I look at human beings, and I look at Earth, and everybody has just fucking got a blank expression. And I'm like, that's sad. Like, planet Earth is a planet of sorrows, I guess. I'm gonna fucking turn this bitch around, though. I'm gonna make y'all fucking smile. I'm gonna make you smile for me. Then, the epiphany was this. Like, dude, nobody is giving or taking energy away from me unless I allow them to. My whole philosophy has been backwards, has been on a state of exchange with other people. But with the idea of the supreme soul and the supreme being meaning God, God is infinite energy. God is infinite potential, and your soul is a part of God. Therefore, you have a direct line to infinite energy and infinite potential. Therefore, you have to believe this for this to work. If you don't believe this, it ain't gonna work, okay? Now, I believe this because I've experienced God in my life. Now, the energy doesn't come from anybody. It comes from me. And I'm like, I was thinking that in my head as I'm fucking sprinting, and I'm like, oh, shit. Right, maybe this doesn't mean anything to you. Maybe you're just like, is it fucking lunchtime yet? All right, but like, it means something to me. I was like, wow. I've been looking at energy like I'm exchanging energy and we're all trading bits and pieces of energy with each other. And like, although that might be true on a lower level, on the highest level, if everybody in the gym like today is at a walk, if planet Earth is walking, and I'm fucking sprinting, and I'm fucking sweating my ass off, and I'm literally the only one in the room doing this. I might not be, but, you know, for instance, where does that energy come from? They're not taking my energy away. When I'm blasting the fucking energy, like, people are not taking my energy away. I'm radiating it from my spirit. Now, I'm thinking this, and I'm like, oh, shit, right? Because for me to think that making a podcast where I'm going, like, supercharged and people are taking the energy away from me, like, I'm exchanging it, like, people listen to this and it lowers my energy in the subsequent days, right? Because that's what I had kind of been contemplating. But matter of fact, actually, it's whatever you choose to believe is true. Why would I choose to believe that? That doesn't make any sense. I suppose it's all of the programming in my head of, like, when people say, oh, this person is so draining, right? I think that's exactly where it comes from. It's called a facsimile. The facsimile, the memory imprint on me is like, People say, oh, this person is so draining. This person is an energy vampire, right? Because that's what, like, little hippie kids in Austin say when they're high. They say, oh, there's energy. You got to watch out for the energy vampires and the Illuminati and the fucking Fed, right? And I'm like, dude, the energy is radiating from your infinite soul, okay? No, that's a fucking, like, it's like a fear. Oh, there's vampires going to get me, the boogeyman. You know, it's a childhood fear of the boogeyman. And then that simultaneously is a cop-out for, like, why aren't you creating your energy, dude? Nobody told me to go do sprints today. Nobody's telling me to wake up at 4 a.m. I want to, okay? This is the magical change that's changed my life, 27 years old, and I fucking figured it out, okay? Lock has clicked into place. Now the fucking treasure chest has opened for me, okay? Everything I've ever done was to increase freedom and increase power. Okay, freedom meaning power, like I run my own life. Freedom and power as in I am going to create my own opportunities. Okay, everything up to that was building skills and confidence as far as financially concerned. And then prior, 20 to 25, was mostly just healing and forgiving and figuring out, like, my fucking emotional self. Okay. Age 1 through 20 was all, like, basically automatic program, like, I did whatever I was told to do, okay? So, I was reborn 7 years ago, and, like, I feel, today, I feel, like, infinite, okay? You want to feel infinite, so just allow yourself to entertain this idea, whether or not you agree with it. You want to have infinite energy. If you could, you would. You don't want to be a tired little bitch eating potato chips, watching fucking 8 hours of television. You want to be a fucking champion and you want to get what you want in life. If that's what you want in life, by all means, power to you. Okay? Then you're already fulfilled. You know, good for you. But you could have some more energy. You could get in better shape for your fucking health or for your grandchildren or for your fucking kids or whatever. Now, epiphany number one. Dude, infinite energy comes from myself. Okay? Okay? Intention number one. I want to start the day with a fucking nuclear bomb of energy. Bomb goes off. Why am I energized today? Because I literally said the equation. Waking up early equals killing, going to the gym equals killing my day equals getting ahead in life equals I'm a fucking trillionaire, right? And so for that formula to be true, all parts of that formula have to be true. If I don't wake up early, you know, is it going to fuck my entire day up? You know, I suppose the fear of fucking up my entire day is going to motivate me to get my ass up. You should be a little bit tired, you know, when you're waking up, okay? But actually, I changed my mind. I want a nuclear bomb. No, I don't want to be a little bit tired. I want a fucking nuclear bomb to go off, right? See, I have to erase my own fucking thoughts because I just came up with a new thought. Okay, epiphany number two is, you can allow people to energize you, you know. I'm saying this. Is this going to energize you? Probably, because I have a humongously high tone right now. I have a lot of energy, enthusiasm right now, aggression, okay? Probably going to influence you. But then again, like, if you were to play fucking CSI and all you see is people getting killed on TV and fear and murder and mystery, is that going to lower you? I suppose it could. Bottom line is nothing should do anything to you unless you want it to, right? Bottom line is you should be impervious to everything except for the things that you choose, okay? Total self-empowerment. I believe in that, and that's the motto of my life. Total self-empowerment, okay? So epiphany number one, nobody fucking lowers my energy, right? Everything in the past, I was allowing them to. I didn't realize I had a choice, okay? I had to unravel all the fucking, you know, who commanded me? Who commanded you? Your whole life, who has commanded you and who are you commanding? You are commander of yourself, okay? Mommy and daddy don't tell you to go to bed and you go to bed. Mommy and daddy don't tell you you don't have energy and you don't have any energy. Mommy and daddy don't tell you sleep all day, you sleep all day. Okay, I wake up with a fucking atom bomb of energy at 4 a.m. If I have to fucking take a nap, I will take a nap around 3 p.m., okay, you can take naps, but I'm getting up at 4 a.m. You have to. Okay, you have to do 3 miles on the treadmill, building up to 6 miles plus. There are people who are running 10 miles. I'm like, I've never done that. You know, that would be kind of cool. As long as my body can handle it and I'm not going to sacrifice health for you know, like CrossFit, like stupid fitness goals. I'm not going to pull my muscles for dumb fitness goals. But if I can do it, I would like to build up to that healthy and body is totally, you know, in optimum performance state. Okay. Anyway, this is a little podcast for you. I'm about to pull up to do my little motivational course. And I suppose I am getting motivated, you know, like sometimes you're just crystallizing the belief structure, right? Sometimes you might pay money and you might say, oh, I'm already pretty fucking motivated. And that's true, but I could be more motivated and look at what we figured out. Infinite energy comes from what? Explosion of energy, and get your fucking ass up early. I have resisted waking up early my whole life up until now a few weeks or months ago, because in my head I wanted to justify that I am in control of infinite energy already, right? But that was not true manifest in my life. Therefore, for it to be true, we have to like break it up into like, why does waking up early equate to higher success? The only reason it does is because you're separating yourself from everybody else. I think that's honestly the only reason. Because you are proving to yourself you are doing something nobody else is doing. And I think that is really the only reason. Like, you know, the reason why all the greats do it is because nobody else does it. So if they want to be the top 1% of the 1%, you got to do things that nobody else is willing to do. Nobody is running fucking sprints at the gym. You know, some people are, but when I was in there, nobody was. Everybody was just kind of walking. Nobody's even sweating. Next time you go to the gym, look around and see who is actually sweating. You want to be around those people. Those people are actually having a productive workout, okay? You want to fucking sweat, all right? And then, like, I want to, like, perspire, like, hard. Like, I want to fucking feel it dripping off my fucking face. Like, that's how hard I want to sweat. I like to sweat the way I like to fuck, okay? And then, isn't that funny? Always bring it back to sex. Sex is a universal constant. You should talk about sex as often as you can. Praise the Lord. Okay. They're going to piss Christian people off. Okay, that pretty much sums up what I'm trying to say, you know, explosion of energy. I want to literally wake up like a nuclear fucking bomb. Okay, yeah, I guess the epiphany number two is that energy comes when you summon it, right? Number one, nobody has any influence on my energy unless I want them to. Number two, energy comes when you summon it, you know? I was going to say this. Oh, fuck. God damn it. He's Rosen Houston. I'm going to make $1 trillion. I'm going to fix all the fucking roads in Houston. Nobody wants to fix fucking roads in Houston. I just drove over a pothole with a fucking metal sheet halfway off the pothole. Fucking up. Better not. Don't want it to fuck up my tires, you know? Hold on. That's why I got this electronic tire pressure. Yeah, tires are fine. But, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to fucking do it. Like, I hate this fucking world because nobody is willing to fix anything, right? Go ahead and take a fucking Percocet because your back hurts. Why don't you go fucking actually solve the problem, right? You need some fucking love. You need fucking motivation. Like, you need a foam roll your back. You need a cortisone injection in your lower lumbars. Like, what the fuck do you need? Okay. Yeah, not creative. I'm going to end the episode. I wrote this rap on the treadmill. Okay, it's weird. This is weird for me, but it will improve confidence because I've never done this before. So I write the words down usually in my notes on my phone. I'm not freestyling necessarily in my head, but my head is moving really quickly onto what words rhyme. Like, I'm getting better at freestyling, but I'm not, like, perfectly to the point of, like, you know, Eminem might be one of the best freestylers, or Lil Wayne, or, like, you know, this is open to subjection. But here's the rap. Bury me alive, but you couldn't kill the fucking kid, right? I have my own rhythm where it's kind of like I like to strike with the last sentence. Bury me alive, but you couldn't kill the fucking kid. So much more to life than making me fucking rich. Trillionaire mission, don't forget about the children. Fuck around and I will leave your body in the ditches. Lux. Right. So it's funny because I'm like, Okay, what, Barrett couldn't kill the fucking kid. I'm unstoppable. Okay, second, like, there's more to life than money, but also make me fucking rich. Trillionaire mission, obviously. Don't forget about the children. You know, love for the children. That's the humanitarian part of me. Fuck around and I will leave your body in the ditches. That's a fucking threat. You know, I like to follow statements of love and statements of philanthropy with violent, aggressive statements, right? You gotta balance it out. Okay, I'm a nice person, but fuck around and fucking kill your ass. Lux, okay? In God we trust, so I looked in the mirror. Terrors of the past couldn't make this any clearer, because I'm clearing up my life. Took a bitch by her throat, and she likes the way she's tearing up. Deep-throating a chick. Some chicks are really into that shit, right? Summon the Lux, invade your cities when I blow you up. Ha! So when I say ha, that reminds me of Dragon Ball Z when Goku goes Super Saiyan, Kamehameha. Aha, right? So then the energy is going to explode, and then the instruments in the song is going to go get higher. Pistol whip a bitch, and then excuse my table manners. I've written that a long time ago, and it's always stuck in my head because I think that's hilarious. Pistol whip a bitch, and then excuse my table manners. Like we're at a nice restaurant, and I take out a fucking pistol, and I just smack someone in the head, right? Excuse me. Pistol whip a bitch and then excuse my table manners. I remember back in high school jamming Country Grammar. Country Grammar is a song by Nelly. An album by Nelly. I think it was like, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. That might have been like elementary school. I don't know. Country Grammar, 210-346. That's the changes of my phone number, area code. 346 is like a new area code in Houston. 210 is San Antonio. And I will unite the... 210-346, and I will unite thee. Follow the leader, but these red shoes stay in front of me. I'm wearing red shoes. I'm the leader, right? The only one that's in front of me are my fucking feet. Yeah. We don't like love. We just want to see some fucking bloodshed, right? Human beings are fucked up. They like Game of Thrones. They like... Walking Dead is the number one TV show. It's about zombies killing human beings and human beings killing zombies, right? What has this world become? We don't like love. We just want to see some fucking bloodshed. Could I take your wifey for a one-night stand instead? Right. Let me fuck your bitch. For a one-night stand instead. I gotta edit that. Sexual feelings, so I guess I am a fucking addict. I might be a sex addict. 6-speed automatic, good life. Yeah, had to have it, right? 6-speed. 6 is a color. 6 is a number of carbon. And they also say 6 is the number of human beings and the beast, right? Now, Christianity has taught people to fear the number 6, but 6 is literally the number of your atomic structure or a carbon engine. People don't understand that. We're a carbon oxygen motor. The carbon machine, our human bodies, runs on oxygen, okay? 6 is literally the number of the material world. If you want money, you have to like 6, okay? People are afraid of 6 because the fucking church told them to be afraid of 6, okay? That's also why you're afraid of money, right? Do you understand that? I'm trying to free your mind. 6 is not evil, okay? You've just been lied to and taught that it was evil to want money. The meek shall inherit the earth, okay? Lux, I don't speak from the heart. I speak from my fucking asshole, right? I'm an asshole, like her asshole, so I put it in her fucking asshole. Red dreams, red sheets, red ceilings, break the ceiling. Right? Be unstoppable, man. Fucking color red. Be unstoppable. More peace, more life, more power. Fuck your feelings, right? I talk about, like, I do want world peace, but then I have to counterbalance that with, like, being, you know, randomly aggressive. Fuck your feelings. Do it right, do it now. What the fuck you fucking waiting for? Put some motivation in my raps. I try to. 4 score, 4 whores every day. I'm fucking soaring. Scoring or soaring. I like soaring because I'm soaring like an eagle. And her pussy, I don't even know if the last stanza goes with it. It might be one extra. You want to do them in stanzas of 2. And her pussy is a flower. I'm a florist and I will enjoy this. Lux. Right, that's how I end it. Right, I go from motivation to like philanthropy to like talking about money to like I'm a fucking alpha male to like God to, like, peace on earth, and then it's like, but I'll fucking kill you, and then, you know, random, like, things we can relate to, and then love, and then bloodshed, and then sex, and then, you know, materialism, and then I'm an asshole. You gotta say viral shit. If you want to be interesting, you've got to, shit, my tire is decreased. I hope I didn't fucking pop my tire. You know, you gotta say fucking crazy shit. Unfortunately, that's the rules of viral activity. It's like the crazier and weirder and more perverse the shit is, the more attention it gets. Just turn on CNN and you know what I'm saying is true. Okay? So now here's the whole thing. Bury me alive, but you couldn't kill the fucking kid. So much more to life than making me fucking rich. Trillionaire mission, don't forget about the children. Fuck around and I will leave your body in the ditches, Lux. Right, and then the music might go on for a little bit and I'll come back. In God we trust, so I looked in the mirror. Terrors of the past couldn't make this any clearer. Took a bitch by her throat, and she likes the way she's tearing up. Summon the Lux, invade your cities when I blow you up. Ha! Or yeah, or ha, or yeah, or whatever. Pistol whip a bitch, and then excuse my table manners. I remember back in high school jamming country grammar. 210-346, and I will unite thee. Follow the leader, but the red shoes stay in front of me, yeah. I feel like I'm reading it right now. Dude, I'm just telling you. It makes me feel weird, and you might feel weird. You want to record a podcast? You want to make a YouTube video? It's fucking weird, okay? And people will say it's weird. After a while, after all the weirdness has been run out, people will say it's cool, okay? After a while, people, the haters, will turn into your fucking fans, right? Yeah. We don't like love. We just want to see some fucking bloodshed. Could I take your wifey for a one night? Like, I should say something like, fuck, instead. I don't know. Could I take your wifey for a one-night stand instead? Sexual feeling, so I guess I am a fucking addict. Six-speed automatic, good life. Yeah, I had to have it, Lux. I don't speak from the heart. I speak from my fucking asshole. I'm an asshole. I like her asshole, so I put it in her fucking asshole. Red dreams, red sheets, red ceilings. Break the ceiling. More peace, more life, more power. Fuck your feelings. Do it right, do it now, what the fuck you fucking waiting for? Four score, four whores every day, I'm fucking soaring. Yeah, I don't even know, the last part doesn't make sense. Anyways, that's how I write shit down. I will be a famous rapper, and even if I have to fucking pay for it, I will, because I'm going to be a billionaire from the Lux Exchange, then I'll be a famous rapper. Then at that point, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do. I'll probably just, I want to improve the world, okay? I want a fast food chain that is super healthy, like brown rice and turkey breast for $2, right? Like make it super affordable and, like, moderately healthy. Like, I don't like going to Subway and paying $8 for a sandwich when I'm trying to eat something for, like, 1,000 calories, okay? We need to have more options. And the planet needs this, especially Houston, Texas, okay? I'm going to get a six-pack in the fattest city. I've never had a six-pack in my life, and I'm going to get it in the fattest city in the planet. Isn't that fucking hilarious? Right? Everything is irony. So ironic. Then we also need universal internet. We need to have, the whole world needs to be on the same kind of internet. And then we also need a social media platform with drones that's viral, and that's going to make me a trillionaire. And then, it's like, I don't know, man, like, I can start buying up real estate, I could work with Grant Cardone, we could create a humongous real estate portfolio, I'll probably end up doing that, and working with Gary Vaynerchuk, because I really love those two guys, and they're both going to become billionaires, we're all going to be billionaires, I'm going to hang out with some fucking billionaires, and I still got love for my fucking hood, and that is what I command, okay? What's the difference between a thought and a wish and a fantasy and a daydream? Oh, you're just daydreaming. Get a fucking desk job and be a little bitch just like everybody else. You know what I mean? Fuck that, right? Why don't you inject some fucking testosterone in your ass and learn how to be a fucking winner? You know what I mean? I don't even do that. I don't even have to do that, okay? I have plenty of testosterone. Why don't you inject some fucking testosterone in your fucking ass and be a fucking champion, right? Stop thinking about dumbass thoughts. That is lunatic and delusional, and you should be a little bitch just like everybody else, because I don't like that you're breaking the mold. And I don't like that you're being different from everybody. You must have a psychotic disorder. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, suck my fucking dick. I wake up at 4 a.m. I run fucking 3 miles. I kill my fucking day. I work 3 times harder than anybody else does. Okay, God says I will have it. You know, and it's like, fuck y'all. Like, for real.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.